but he was smiling as he held out the pat to her with one hand, making tearing gestures again with the other, wanting her to take it, wanting her to have it. Susanna tore it off very carefully, wondering in a dark back corner of her mind what would happen if she tore it, tore her, right down the middle. She noted as she did that there was no amazement in his face, no astonishment, no fear. He had to have seen the sore beside her mouth because the nasty thing had pretty much dominated her face for all the time he'd known her. And he had drawn it in near photographic detail. Now it was gone. Her exploring fingers told her so, yet Patrick wasn't registering any emotion, at least in regard to that. The conclusion seemed clear enough. When he'd erased it from his drawing, he'd also erased it from his own mind and memory. Patrick? He looked at her, smiling, happy that she was happy. And Susanna was very happy. The fact that she was also scared to death didn't change that in the slightest. Will you draw something else for me? He nodded, made a mark on his pad, then turned it around so she could see. A question mark. She looked at the question mark for a moment, then at him. She saw he was clutching the eraser, his wonderful new tool, very tightly. Susanna said, "I want you to draw me something that isn't there." He cocked his head quizzically to the side. She had to smile a little in spite of her rapidly thumping heart. Oi looked that way sometimes when he wasn't 100% sure what you meant. "Don't worry, I'll tell you." And she did, very carefully. Patrick listened. At some point, Roland heard Susanna's voice and awoke. He came over, looked at her in the dim red light of the embering campfire, started to look away, then snapped back, eyes widening.